You might question the point of taking ice to Antarctica, but a scientific effort to do just that promises to create a valuable archive of the Earth's history. Scientists in the French Alps are racing to remove ancient ice cores from glaciers that are melting. Bubbles in the ice provide researchers with a frozen record of the Earth's atmosphere, as Nick Grimm explains.
A helicopter hovering over the French Alps, something usually reserved for lost hikers and injured skiers. But right now, a helicopter is being used for a different kind of emergency, to rescue an ancient record preserved for thousands of years near the top of the world at Col des Dombes, just below the peak of Mont Blanc. Taken from deep within the glacier, frozen ice cores are being airlifted on what will be the start of their journey to Antarctica.
The idea of getting ice from the Alps transported to Antarctica could sound very silly to people, but it makes a lot of sense for us.
Jérôme Chapelouse from France's National Centre for Scientific Research showed the project to the BBC.
Our main will is to be able to store these ice cores for decades to centuries. We put the ice core there, they are in the safest position you can think about.
The international mission is seeking to save some of the world's most endangered ice. Bruno Jourdan is from Grenoble University.
We bring the down the valley by helicopter, then we put them in a freezing truck and back to Grenoble in a freezing area when they will spend, I think, 2 years before going to Antarctica.
The two-year journey might sound like a slow one, but it's a veritable roller coaster ride for glacial ice, which has spent thousands of years shifting perhaps only millimetres. Time is running out for glaciers like Col des Dombes as a warming climate melts them away. And the team also has plans to collect more ice samples from the Bolivian Andes. Jérôme Chapelouse again.
Basically, a glacier is a memory of our planet. It's a memory of the composition of the atmosphere. Many trace compounds, which are very tiny concentration in the atmosphere, very few amounts, can be found in the snowflakes and then in the glacier. So with the glacier, by drilling through it, we go back in time and we can recover basically a book of what happened in our planet.
We want really to have this library, this open book left for the future.
Professor Carlo Barbanti is from the University of Venice.
There are places where we can retrieve ice as old as 10,000 years. So we're covering all the history of Europe, for instance.
The team will also spend the next 2 years preparing a permanent snow cave to house the ice cores. It will be located close to Antarctica's French-Italian Concordia Research Station, around 1,500 kilometres from the South Pole. Here in Australia, researchers are looking forward to sharing the archive that will be stored in the ice bunker.
The ice core community is an international community, so hopefully there will be a chance for Australia to be involved in actually analysing these archives.
Dr. Neroli Abram is a climate scientist with the Australian National University.
So at the moment we can do analysis on ice cores and we can use that to reconstruct what the temperature was like in the past. We can see how pollution levels have changed. We can see changes in greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. We are constantly developing new things that we can do with these ice cores, and so part of the reason for trying to preserve these really important records is so that we have the ice to be able to do that work on.
That's Dr. Neroli Abram, a climate scientist at ANU. Nick Grimm reporting.